This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV program. Doug Steffen here. Normally, we have the charm of Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, but both of them are on the lam today. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, per usual. Jennifer is doing... What is she? I forget, Kara. What's going on with her? She went to some kind of political
speech thing. Very usual for Jen.
Yes, right. She's very much in Los Angeles. She is very much in demand when it comes to her political stuff because of her doing the radio program there in the morning after she does this program. She does a local L.A. program. And the women especially who are in Los Angeles who are of the same political persuasion, there are all kinds of clubs, you know, the L.A. Republican Club and the Women's Club and this club and that club. And so they invite her to come and speak, and sometimes it takes her into the wee hours of the morning, if you know what I mean. So can't let her burn candles at both ends. And Victoria has taken a couple of days off for Valentine's Day. Would she go to Atlantic City, some romantic place like...
I got some pictures last night of using a Blake Shelton slot machine, and apparently he took $9 from her, so he's not our favorite anymore.
Really? I'm sure he needs that $9, too. Yeah, big time. So... as a result of both the ladies being gone, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who has become a good friend. As you know, most of the people are not, well, pretty much all the people that are here are my friends. And that's not necessarily a prerequisite, but it helps for longevity. does that sound a little retrospective, Kara, or not? They're people we all get to know. We get thrown into the mix, if you will, all of us, and we find the people that work well, all of us together. We play well together. So, in the stead of Jennifer and Victoria, I've invited a wonderful woman named Laura Banks to join us. Laura is an accomplished actress. She's an accomplished writer. She's an accomplished business person, entrepreneur. She will have, after I get finished the introduction here, she'll be looking in the mirror and say, huh? Who's that person? Wait a minute. Is that me? Yes, it is. And she's also a fabulous astrologer, and she has a great way about her that I think you'll find infectious. So welcome, Laura, to our fold. You're in the gang now, and so from time to time you'll hear Laura on the program when there is need for us. Well, she's already a part of one of the programs that I do. As most of you know, I do other things besides just the DJV program. The American Family Farmer show is on the air every week and in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Watch how I do with promo here. The Good Day Health Show is on the air every week for a couple of hours with two fabulous doctors. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where the podcast for that is. And then I have a mind expander called Your Hidden Power. And that podcast is available at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. And Laura is on the program every week to bring us her expertise as an astrologer, looking into what is going on. Now, if I said to you what's going on with Trump, you could look up. You've got his birthday and his time. And let's see what we need for a good reading. You need the birthday, you need the place, and you need the time, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right.
And thank you so much for that glowing introduction. I'm smiling ear to ear and so happy to be here. Yes.
That's good. Okay. Well, we'll have some fun. It'll be good. Okay. Anyway, so what is it that we do need when we have, when you do somebody's astrological chart, and by the way, you can feel free to tell us at any point in time where it is that people can find your talent as far as astrologically speaking is concerned. The way to be in touch with you is...
is Laura Banks at StarGalNetwork.com.
Right. StarGalNetwork.com is a good place to go. Anyway, so what do you need for, if I said, let's do a chart on Trump, see where all of that is going. I can't imagine you haven't done stuff when there are big, important people. Do you, for just your own curiosity, look up their chart?
Oh, yes, for more than curiosity, for absolute insight. First thing one has to arrive with is a stellar curiosity to learn about themselves.
Right.
You have to have an eagerness and a desire. Beyond that, a place of birth, time of birth, and date of birth. If you don't have your time of birth, we're getting two-thirds of that chart anyway. What I don't get is the house system. But I can get a lot. Then that's called a solar chart when I don't have the time.
Yeah, right. Time is necessary, though, for, well, they're all in the proper perspectives. I've found, and I've said this on the air many times, whether with you or others, that the moon may be as important, if not more important, than the sun. That is the second on the list of three things there. Do you agree with that? And I don't want to be too abstract, but I think that that's kind of where you...
Well, coming from Scorpio, yeah, you would say that because you're highly emotional, and the moon is the expression of the emotion. The moon is often how people, your ascendant is how others see you, but that moon is sort of how you react on a daily basis. If it's in Capricorn, you're a little dry when it comes to expressing yourself. If it's in Leo, you're grandiose. And but that sun, I'd have to say, is more important because that's your will. That's your destiny. That's the big karma card right there.
Well, you talk about, I had the other night when I was having dinner with my grandson, who is the sun and the moon and the stars, as far as I'm concerned, fabulous little kid, 5 years old. And we had a little bit of a, it was kind of the first time that there'd been a strong disagreement. He's coming into it. He's five. He's got his own thing. And developing his own personality. And so we had a sort of a disagreement. And, you know, one would say, well, you're an adult. You're supposed to be leading. And I didn't lead particularly well because I'm that sensitivity that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. It actually hurt my feelings. And I thought afterwards, my daughter and I were talking about it. Why would it be the grown adult, which is sort of redundant, although no, not always.
Not always.
Not always.
Should be some of the guys I dated, yeah.
Wait, excuse me, that's good to know. I would be participate. Yeah, I just was, my feelings were hurt. And, you know, afterwards, what, you got a five-year-old who's going to hurt your feelings? And, yeah, he did. So, anyway, that's the sort of thing that Laura does, not for fun, but as a professional. So Star Gal Network is the place to find her. Other than the DJV show, follow us on facebook.com/DJV show or our podcasts are at DJVshow.com. So the two big things that are going on in the world, it seems right now, the coronavirus and the political realities here in America, the who's in what place, you know, who's on first, who's on second. I thought that one of the most interesting things that came about in the last 24 hours since we have spoken is the focus of Elizabeth Warren on to one of her chief supporters, and somebody who's very well known, the actress Ashley Judd. And it wasn't so much that it was about politics as it was about people and their horror when it comes to writing or saying things about somebody. I was reading on the plane coming back last night. I'm on the East Coast for the next couple of days. Some things about body shaming and people who do that. And it didn't have anything to do, because I didn't know at the time that this thing had developed with Ashley Judd. People are making fun of her because she has puffy, her face is puffy. I mean, you recognize her, but she has a puffy face because she's on some kind of steroidal for some sort of treatment that she's on. And people mocking her, just that kind of stuff. I don't know whether you have that or if you run into that when you're dealing with people when they come to you for advice. You're probably better at understanding people's motivations. Why the heck would somebody go out of their way, waste kind of their time, and try to feel better about themselves by mocking somebody else?
It's a power trip, right? I mean, here's this very, very powerful woman who's on top of her game.
Elizabeth Warren or Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd. Well, both of them. Right, yeah. Both of them. Okay. And coming together is a situation where a lot of people aren't excited about these two people coming together anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's shaming on both sides. Women do it when to themselves. Look, my second book was Embracing Your Big Fat Ass, an owner's manual, and it was all about women accepting what they look like. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so, you know, we just expect a beautiful woman to stay always beautiful. There's an aging issue. She probably did some sort of collagen injections or something to her face, or she's gained some weight. And we're not okay with that in the media because we're not okay with that with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's just all a projection. It's a projection of our own disdain for our own fat cheeks.
Well, beyond that, she suffers from chronic pain, apparently. I don't know what kind, but that's the thing that she's suffering with, and that's why she's on steroids.
She used to do a lot of her own stunts. Mm-hmm. A lot of her, she's in a movie with Morgan Freeman, in which she's riding a motorcycle, and I think the motorcycle crashes, and she did her own stunts. So, I mean, not enough of that stuff, and you're going to have aches and pains. Can you imagine some of the stuff some of these people do and what their bodies are like after they get thrown around or pushed around or dropped around?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, obviously there are benefits of being a celebrity, but anyone who's ever had wisdom teeth removed or any other type of pain where you have to be on those steroids and your face is puffy and you feel terrible, to then have to deal with the whole internet, you know, calling you fat and saying terrible things about you. I don't know
Banga
what's
Banga.
Wrong with people.
I don't either. So what's the name of that? I'm going to write that book down. I missed that book. Your Big Fat Ass, what? What's it called?
It was called Embracing Your Big Fat Ass, an Owner's Manual.
Brought about because you were self-examining, right?
I've lost a lot of weight recently, like maybe 20 pounds, but I always usually carried around an extra 10 pounds. And so the book can reflect a woman who's carrying 5 to 10 pounds to 100 pounds. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We all feel bad about those extra pounds. And so this book was written to help women embrace their fat cheeks, top or bottom, wherever they're located, and to get on with your life. And so, so we wrote this book, Jeanette Barber and I. And Jeanette always made the joke that she carried the big fat ass for the both of us.
Who are those people?
Jeanette Barber was my two-time author. She's an 8-time Emmy Award-winning TV producer gal who's just amazing.
Right.
And she was, we went on Tyra Banks and shaked our booty and, it was pretty funny.
All right, so tell me the title of the book. Embracing Your Big Fat Ass.
An Owner's Manual.
Okay. And this is something you probably find on Amazon, right?
How did I
miss that one, Kara? Embracing Your Big Fat Ass. Emotional Manual. Okay. Now, speaking of that, there's a product that will help you kind of eliminate or erase your big fat ass. I don't know that they would appreciate me talking about it in such direct ways, but there are a lot of women who are concerned, and men too. Although more women, actually, truth be told, more women are using Calitrin to lose weight than are men. I think I can get that much out of the folks at Calitrin. I don't know why that's, because there are plenty of guys that got a big fat ass too that ought to be dealing with. As a matter of fact, I tell the story frequently, Laura, of me seeing that movie, the Academy Award-winning documentary from the other night from the Oscars called American Factory. If you haven't seen that, I recommend it highly. It's a great story. And in it, the Chinese take over an American factory in Dayton. And so when this Chinese company brought a lot of the American workers over to China to see how they need to be able to work in the process that is taking place in the factory. And I watched that movie, and I was so, I don't know whether I was shocked, appalled, at how fat the American men were who went over. It's just all of them. Mm-hmm. It is a real epidemic. We're talking about the epidemic of fat shaming and stuff. Good heavens. So, anyway, the idea here is for those of you who are interested in losing that big fat, whatever it is that you have, and doing it properly and successfully, place to go is Calitrin.com, Calotren. It's been the healthiest spot to go. Weight loss, energy support, joint support, all the stuff. Main ingredients are collagen protein and aloe vera. So promote your health. Be enjoying 86% of the people who start this program are successful with it. That's pretty fabulous in and of itself. So please go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and take advantage of the Valentine's specials this week. Success story after success story, you can be one of them. Valentine's Day deals, save 20, 30 bucks on each bottle. Get a free one after you buy three. Valentine's special, Calitrin.com. Lose the weight, keep it off. That's the guarantee or your money back. All right, Calitrin.com. And the code DJV for the best deal. Lose that big fat, whatever it is you want to lose. 21 after on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray,
to be right, three after on the DJV program. Jen Jen and Victoria off today. Laura Banks is joining us with Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Laura's getting used to how we do things. Today is the day before Valentine's Day, Thursday the 13th of February, and this is music from Joe Jonas. His wife is actress Sophie Turner, and they apparently are expecting their first child. Now, I thought that Jonas was married to Priyanka.
Well, there's three of them. So Nick Jonas is married to Priyanka Chopra. Joe Jonas is married to Sophie. Yep.
And where are they in the expectation department? Anything going on there? Cooking?
Not that I've heard of, but I wouldn't be surprised. Victoria actually made a prediction the other day that Priyanka's pregnant because of her dress at the Golden Globe. So we'll see.
So Sophie Turner, I don't know much about her. I don't, who knows? Do you know Laura?
She's pretty young. Yeah, she's in her young 20s, but she made her debut on Game of Thrones. She was one of the main characters on that show.
Oh, man, she was in that show. She was kicked around, beat around.
Yeah,
was she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but she's just gorgeous, and she's just total survivor. I mean, perfect for this era, that kind of character.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Now you've got me curious. I'm going to have to...
She had red hair on the show. Okay. She's got blonde hair now. But, yeah, she's beautiful, and she's tall and slender. And hopefully her real-life relationship is much better than her relationships on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She grew up on that show. I mean, you really saw her coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years that she was on it. So I think she started when she was a teenager, and now she's in her young 20s. Yeah.
See, I wasn't a fan. Laura, you were a fan of Game of Thrones. Victoria, Kara loved the show.
I mean, it's a show you can't stop watching, and you don't want to be watching it, and you're watching it anyway, and you really don't know what's going on. But the scenery and everything and the furry stuff they're wearing, it's all quite amusing.
She's been a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, okay, I recognize her now.
Yeah, and she was in Dark Phoenix, latest X-Men movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she was in Josie. But she is kind of skinny. So what do women, this is sort of an aside, what do women need to do in order to be healthy while they're expecting if they're kind of thin? What's the advice for women?
The same thing that you would do beforehand, I guess. Eat healthy, exercise, not drink alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, I pretty much say eat whatever you want if you're pregnant. I mean,
yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie Turner, expecting their first child. When did they get married? Okay, let's count backwards. When did
Ellen? I think it was 9 months ago, and I think it was May last year.
Okay. All right, good. Next up, musically, 26 after the hour on the DJV program is Lindsey Buckingham. After suffering that vocal cord injury, remember last year? Emergency open heart surgery, all that stuff. Now, Lindsey Buckingham's ready to hit the road again. Not with Fleetwood Mac, however. That whole thing is up in smoke, as it were. He was forced to postpone some of the dates last year because of all these medical issues. So they now have 12 dates planned already for this year. They're going to kick off on April 25th in Vegas. They keep Lindsey on the road through May 13th with a night in El Cajon, California. Tickets for the show will go on sale on Friday, mañana, at lindseybuckingham.com. So can Lindsey Buckingham do the songs that he did as Fleetwood Mac? He doesn't. He's not prohibited from doing. You know, a lot of times individual stars go out and kind of try to sound like the whole group that they were a part of. I don't know if he can pull that off or not, but can he do that, I wonder, is the question. Yes.
I think there'd be some licensing issues around that.
Yeah. Well, but he was the voice of a lot of their songs, like this one, right? Isn't he one of the major voices?
Yeah, probably the ones he voiced. It's sort of like Garfunkel could do his stuff away from Simon.
Right.
But it's limited. Probably limited.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the other, like more from my era, Jay and the Americans. Well, Jay Black's on the road by himself singing songs like Cara Mia Wine, etc. All right, we got that taken care of. 28 after on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will meet President Trump at the White House today to talk about a recent administration decision to block New Yorkers from taking part in travel programs that allow quicker passage through borders and at airport checkpoints. DHS says it's reacting to a new New York law allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. And DHS says the policy is preventing access to the state's Department of Motor Vehicle Records. Although Cuomo said yesterday he doesn't
doesn't buy that.
I don't believe it's about access to DMV records. I believe it's about politics. I don't believe the DMV database has anything to do with the what's called the TTP program.
Closing arguments begin today in the New York rape trial of disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein. The defense resting its case yesterday without Weinstein ever taking the stand. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leading behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Official morning program of all of America. Here it is, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. The Jen and Victoria portion of the program doesn't exist today because I can't count. The last time they were both not here, I was trying to remember when that was over the last 4 or 5 years, and I can't remember a moment when both of them had to be gone at the same time. Do you remember a time when they weren't both here?
I don't think we've done a show when neither of them could be here, because that was around the holidays, probably.
But, yeah, right. Okay, so Laura Banks has joined us. She's an experienced actress, an author. I didn't get into singing. Have you got any singing chops?
I do.
Do you? Ah, perfect, Kara. When I do Throwback Thursday, she'll be able to join right in. Fabulous. And she also has great experience on the radio. She's one of the nation's best astrologers. You can contact her at StarGal Network. Go there and find out more about her and what she's all about. But I've invited her to spend time with us when the ladies are gone. And so we have no mystery around it. Somebody, actually, I've forgotten when the first time was. I met you at some event, and I don't remember how long ago it was or where it was, but I do remember.
It was a Talkers conference in New York City, and I want to say it was 25 years ago, quite possibly.
Ah, yes, well, I remember those days well. So, at any rate, she's here to have some fun with all of us. Kara Shinlin's at the controls in Washington, as usual. The coronavirus on people's minds, not because necessarily in America it needs to be, but I spent time yesterday. I had an interesting day. When I got off the air, I got on a plane at LAX, and I flew to Salt Lake City to have an adjustment by my friend Nuka, chiropractor, and co-host Dr. Jack Stockwell, who does the Good Day Health program with me, and you can hear a lot of his comments every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. So he wanted to, we're involved in Nuka Chiropractic, for those of you who don't know, Laura, if you don't know about Nuka Chiropractic, Nuka is the upper cervical area. So he just works on Nuka, and there's only like three or four dozen of them in the entire world, very specialized. And so he works on from your neck up, I'm sorry, from your shoulders up, the neck area. And I'd had an MRI done and some x-rays done of my neck. When I was very young, I fell down a set of stairs, and apparently it has wreaked havoc on my neck because I don't have any, there's no, the vertebrae is okay, the blocks are there, but there are no discs. So the fact that I even turn my head seems to amaze most people when they look at these pictures. So when I can, I go to see Jack and get an adjustment. So we decided I would come yesterday, and I literally landed in Salt Lake City at 11:30. Mary Stockwell, his wife, and a fabulous partner in his business at the clinic in Salt Lake, picked me up. We drove at 90 miles an hour back to the clinic, had an adjustment and a conversation with the stuff, looking at some of the pictures and doing some other consult. 30 minutes later, in the car, back to the airport, I got on a plane, flew to Chicago, jumped on another plane and flew to Boston. And the one of the things, because the weather is as it is, it was snowing last night in Chicago, snowing here in Boston today, this morning. And so as we came back across, it was pretty bumpy on the Salt Lake to Chicago leg, and then back from Chicago to Boston. We got into, there was, as we took off, about 13, 14 minutes after we took off, The plane went through a huge boom, you know, like, oh, my God, Ruth says, what's going on? So the captain, who was one of the most communicative, you remember the old days when you used to fly and the captain would actually talk to you and not do the required stuff that the airline says, you got to talk when you take off and talk when you land, and that's it. So this guy was telling us the stories as we went through, and he came right on. I love that because people feel comfortable. He came right on after the bump. He said, don't worry, we just joined the jet stream. And that meant that we had behind us, that we were being pushed by the jet stream with 198-mile-an-hour winds. The jet stream was for the weather. You've seen the weather move so fast across the country this week because the jet stream is so powerful. So we're in that jet stream, and he said the normal, this airplane is designed to fly at about 560-570 miles an hour. I thought you'd like to know we are now going 716 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got to Boston out of Chicago in like an hour and a quarter. It just whoomp.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Anyway, the reason that I bring up the trip wasn't necessarily just to tell you that story, but to tell you when I walked through all of these airports. I was in the L.A. airport. I was in the Salt Lake airport. I was in the Chicago airport, and I was in the Boston airport yesterday. And the number of people wearing these masks, that some of them are effective and some of them aren't. And it's just, I chuckle to myself as I look at these people because they have that serious look on their face. And when I was on the plane, when the guy brought me dinner, it was dirty. And I said, will you give me, you know, these guys, you used to be in the old days, they actually washed and cleaned up the plane. So I said to the steward, to the flight attendant, please give me some wipes. Either you clean it off or I clean it off.
Yeah.
He brought me the cloth. He didn't want to wipe it off. And so I said, I'm going to wipe all of this stuff off of there. So then he came back and he explained to me. He said, I'm going to put this between two other. I don't want to touch it because of what's going on. And I looked at him. I sort of smiled. I said, I understand. he didn't, the wet towels that I'd used to clean off the tray, he put between two dry towels so he could throw them away. He didn't want to touch them. And so, I mean, and there were a number of people that got on the plane in Chicago, they had the masks on. It's just an interesting commentary on the reality of what's going on with this coronavirus and all the stuff that has to do with dealing with it. The Dalai Lama, for example, has canceled all his public engagements to further notice because of the outbreak of the coronavirus. His Holiness, his office said, quote, "We'll not be doing any public engagements for now until further notice." His announcement was made recently regarding the ordination ceremony for new monks due to the deteriorating outbreak of the viral disease that originated in China. His Holiness's personal physician as well as his consultants have advised a postponement of all public engagement. Mm-hmm. Hence, the ordination ceremony for the monks will be rescheduled and announced later. So it's affecting everything. You've seen all that stuff, Laura, about the ships that have been affected by this. There apparently is more than one now. And then the markets... As I look back, I'm looking at a chart here that goes back over the last 3-4 weeks, actually since the coronavirus started, a chart of how the markets in various countries has done, like the Dow Jones here and the equivalent in other countries. And because of coronavirus concerns, the markets have tanked, especially anything that had anything to do with China. And you look at especially if you look at the... the value of the stock of Carnival Cruise Lines, for example. Mm-hmm. They own the Diamond Princess that was placed under a mandatory 2-week quarantine. Oh my God, look at the stock gone way, way down.
Well, cruise ships are just a floating germ bed, in my opinion. I mean, the last time I went on a cruise, I got sick when I got off. I just had friends that came back from a cruise. They all got, two of them got sick, and it took them a couple of months to shake, and it wasn't even this dreaded coronavirus. So, I mean, I think that's the worst of all, to have a room that doesn't have a window, and you're in quarantine on one of these cruise ships. Yeah. It's like this new show, Avenue 5, on HBO, which is hysterical about this, you know, we're all going to die kind of thing, and we're locked in space, and in this case, on a cruise ship. But yeah, they've been turning these ships away from ports. Five ports of call nixed ship. Crews that left Hong Kong at the beginning of the month are now turned away from five ports amid fears. Right, Thailand on Tuesday became the latest country to block Holland America's docking.
I mean, it's like and planes. I went through LAX yesterday. I got a kick out of looking at all on the American board. They have a half a dozen flights a day. Actually, more than that now. To various cities in China, and they're all canceled. And anything going in and out of there, it's taking its toll. And so you wonder, okay, how long is this going to go? Can you, one of the things I introduced Laura to all of us in the last half hour, one of the things that she does is do fabulous astrology work, astrological work. Can you look at, how might you look at using astrology at something like this and to see what is that stretching it a little bit, or can you, with information that's available, sort of track it and predict in your own way what might be the outcome or how long this will last?
Well, I can, and Pluto is conjunct Saturn and Jupiter right now. Pluto, you know, gets its name from not the dog, but really
the planet.
Plutonian energy, right?
So it's the strongest. Isn't it supposed to be the strongest planet?
Yeah, it's this wicked, wicked energy that's explosive. It's the explosive energy. It's the powerful recreator. It's generational. It's conjuncting Saturn, which is the crystallizer, the make it happen, no matter who cares kind of a thing. Those two are making out right now. So I think we're looking at some very rigorous change on a physical level. Jupiter's right there, though. Thank goodness, because Jupiter's the angel, the benefic, the cornucopia. It's sitting over there going, we're not going to let this go too far. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Karen and I were kind of doing the math. The world population is 7 billion, right?
Yeah, almost, right. Yep.
So they're saying 1% could die. We figured the math on that was 70 million could die out of 7 billion. That sounds like an awfully enormous number, but it's not. And I don't know what the statistic is, but it's something like thousands of people die every day from a normal flu. But we're not running around in bags.
Well, we have, in America alone, almost 12,000 people have died so far this year from the regular flu.
Yeah, and so, hello, you know. Well, but I don't want to leave the house anyway, so.
Don't you think that Mother Nature also, you know, we all talk about the problems of the environment, climate change, things like that, that are a day-to-day concern. I'm not concerned about Mother Nature. Hello, this planet's been in existence for almost 5 billion years.
I totally agree.
It has gone through all kinds of incarnations. So if it doesn't make it with the human population, so it'll burp out the humans and come back with some.
Yeah, George Carlin did some funny comedy about that we're worried about this rock. Oh no, it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
and we'll go extinct, and then you know little germs will crawl out of the ocean and get legs, and you know it'll start over again.
Maybe we start all
we
over.
We just
again.
Won't have the New York Post. So.
No. Or the L.A. Times or whatever else is out there.
Game of Thrones. It's all.
Yeah, right. Today is National Giving Hearts Day, day before Valentine's Day. It's actually on the second Thursday in February every year. Celebration offers one of the most interesting opportunities to donate to your favorite charity. So today's Charity Day. Not only that, this is the longest-running giving day in our country's history. In a single 24-hour period, more funds are raised for charities all over the country. The Upper Midwest, for some reason, organizations like is a focus of this year. Soup kitchens, medical foundations, arts programs, a lot of programs raising money to advance their mission. The money goes directly to charities, the charities that you love the most. Plus, you can give as many charities as you want to Giving Hearts Day. 13 years this has been going on. Last year, 28,000 people donated directly. Since actually 2008, tens of thousands of donors have given more than $70 million. The average donor gave to two or three charities last year. If you're a donor or a charity, get involved. Rally your organization. Provide support for your fellow charity. Even churches are good to get a little extra money to help things go along as they are supposed to. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet, you can still give. GivingHeartsDay.org is the website to find the charity you want. Don't give to the Red Cross. I don't mean to make that negative, but the Red Cross isn't a great organization to give money to because they have too much money and they don't do what they say they're going to do with your money. So find something else, mostly local stuff. I have a couple of local things that I support here. I bet we all do. GivingHeartsDay.org would be a good place to go. Couple of sports items here. This is human element. Kobe Bryant, his daughter, were laid to rest yesterday in a cemetery in Corona Del Mar, California. You can go up on, I know this area, you can look down on the Pacific from this cemetery. It's a 10-minute drive from their family's church in Newport Beach. No details about the gravesite were released, obviously, for obvious reasons. Bryant's a Catholic. Kobe Bryant stopped by the parish's chapel just before the crash, just before he left on that Sunday morning a few weeks ago. Public celebration of their lives is scheduled for the 24th at 10 o'clock in the Staples Center in L.A. No ticket info yet. Other victims of the crash have already, I think, been laid to rest. And so, sad moment in our country. A sad moment. Here's the story of the guy, the hockey star, St. Louis Blues, Jay, is it Bauermeister, I wonder? Had a cardiac episode during the game yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's Bauermeister.
Collapsed.
And yeah, he's only, I think he's 36, and he was just sitting on the sidelines and had cardiac arrest and, yeah, collapsed just sitting next to the game, so they had to postpone the game. And I guess he's okay now, but scary, especially for someone so young.
He's played 737 games in his career. That's a lot of games, a lot of hockey. All right, so we wish him well. Where are we here? 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJB program, because Victoria is not here today. I don't want to subject Laura Banks to having to involve herself in Tech Talk, because I don't really know from her wheelhouse how involved she is. I have a feeling, though, because of the way you have to use technology and astrology these days, you're probably pretty knowledgeable. You may be a lot more knowledgeable than I am, but I have the info in front of me right now, so we'll do a couple of these stories and see where it goes. The federal judge who's involved in the T-Mobile and Sprint case together, has allowed the merger, this $26 billion deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. It's going to go forward. He dismissed the challenge brought by a group of state attorneys general who actually had, imagine, their constituency in mind. The judge says, no, there's not going to be any problem. You don't realize what crap it is that comes from all these people. It isn't just in technology, but all these huge corporations that merge because it's good for their stock portfolio, it's good for the bottom line, and it doesn't do a damn thing for the people who use the product. So to have somebody, it's offensive to have somebody say, and that's what the state attorneys general say, this will make for better, this will give you better service. Yeah, really, look at Spectrum. Look at AT&T, Fios and Verizon, they all suck. So anyway, it may be a little hard, but that's really kind of what most of the people listening feel that way. The attorneys general sued to block the deal after the merger received approval from the FCC and also the Justice Department. The states argued last month that shrinking the national wireless carrier pool down from 4 to 3 providers would decrease competition and create higher prices. Duh. In the decision, the judge from the Southern District of New York rejected the argument. He said, quote, the court concludes that the proposed merger is not reasonably likely to substantially lessen competition. What? In fact, it would likely enhance competition in the relevant markets to benefit all consumers. Really? Well, T-Mobile and Sprint confirmed that they would be moving to finalize the merger now. The CEO of T-Mobile, Mike Sievert, said the deal will close by the 1st of April. So, anyway, Dish Network, all the people, everybody who's got any of this stuff, look forward to a good 20% hike in what it costs you. You know, it'd be nice if they did compete, all of them in the same arena, so that there wasn't problems with networks in rural areas of the country, but that apparently isn't the case. So,
and I think that this tech talk one could construe as a political talk, because that's happening in this political climate. That's being allowed to happen now.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah.
Who's saying yes to that? Well, we know who's saying yes to that, right?
Yeah.
So it's all the controlists, the lobbyists, really the lobbyists, right?
Well, the lobbyists are running the country. Look at all the money they give to all that. You know, you don't have the little guy doesn't have a chance here, and hasn't for decades because of, well, actually since the Citizens United ruling about 12 or 13 years ago, what a mess it's made of American politics, and therefore influences stuff like this. Here's a new stat that shows Apple has sold more watches than the entire Swiss industry. Here we are.
The Geek Out.
If you're a subscriber to Netflix, you have reason to rejoice, and it has nothing to do with another season of Stranger Things or a new Chris Rock comedy special. No, Netflix has finally listened to the consumer base and has given us the ability to turn off that annoying autoplay awfulness that haunts us while we're digging around the menu trying to find something to watch. You know what I'm talking about, looking around for another episode of Abstract, but then you land on a listing of Voltron, and without asking, the trailer begins to play in the background. Ugh. Now, if you log into your Netflix account, go to playback settings, and there you can turn off the feature across all devices. It does look like you can only do this in a web browser and not in the app. We've posted a link with instructions on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, next up here, the focus on Israel and the election app. An election app exposing the personal information of more than 6 million voters in Israel. The breach occurred in the Elector app, which is used by Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party. Independent programmer identified the security flaw, exposing the names, the addresses, other personal data of the country's entire national voter registration list. Wow. The Likud party uploaded the voter registry to the app in preparation for next month's election. The developers of the app say the security flaws have been addressed and new privacy measures have been added. Unclear how much data may have been collected. You know, Israel is probably the second or third most productive country when it comes to technology. They have that's pretty much the basic, the core of their entire economy is all built around technology and the things that they've created there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they created this right there. And so, you know, and then it gets sold to the rest of the world. But something to keep in mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.